USA Radio News with Wendy King.
There's been another presidential veto. President Trump has rejected a resolution passed by Congress to withdraw U.S. support from the war in Yemen. He calls the resolution a dangerous attempt to weaken his constitutional authority. The president has been tweeting about the upcoming release of the Mueller Russia report on Thursday. He's using words like con job. His advisor, Kellyanne Conway, says the Democrats in Congress should accept the findings and move on.
They ought to, I think, spend more time in these hearings or more time on Capitol Hill doing the business of the people who they work for, than trafficking in conspiracy theories that are simply laughable and unproven and won't be proven in those 400 pages either.
Attorney General William Barr is expected to release a version that's redacted on Thursday. This is USA Radio News.
What's on your bucket list? Running a marathon, hiking to the top of a mountain, or maybe surfing? What if I told you you could accomplish all of it at any age? This is Wayne Allyn Root, and I'd like to introduce you to somebody that's changed my life, made me feel years younger, maybe saved my life, my Cenogenics physician, Dr. Bob Letta.
Thanks for the introduction, Wayne. At Cenogenics, we help people look and feel many years younger. We've been in business since 1997. We have locations across the United States, and we've treated over 35,000 patients worldwide. Our age management medicine is proven to work. On the Cenogenics program, you will have your own doctor, exercise counselor, and nutritionist all working together to fine-tune plans especially for you.
Thank you, Dr. Letta. I'm 57 and I feel like I'm 30 again. I feel the best of my life. I have the most energy of my life. Are you ready to start feeling the best of your life? Defy your age with Cenogenics. Call now for your free consultation at 888-YOUNGER. That's toll-free 888-YOUNGER. Or go to Cenogenics.com.
The White House is stepping up pressure on Cuba. An official explains the administration will allow lawsuits to go forward against foreign companies that do business on properties that were seized from Americans after the island's 1959 revolution. A federal judge says he thinks the Trump administration could identify probably thousands of migrant children who were separated from their families in much less time than the 1 to 2 years being sought. In France, hundreds of millions of dollars have been pledged to rebuild the Notre Dame Cathedral. Historian Indra Smith in London says it will be very difficult to restore the centuries-old church.
This is, 12th, 13th century architecture, beautiful devotional work. Those windows which depict biblical scenes in the north and south are meant to be saved so far, appear to be safe, but it's going to really be days and weeks till we see how much can actually be preserved.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
An American astronaut is being remembered for also being a ham. USA's Chris Barnes explains.
Owen Gary had passed away on Monday at the age of 88 at his home in Huntsville, Alabama. According to NASA, Gary had served on the second Skylab crew in 1973, Skylab being America's first space station. He spent close to 60 days in space, which was a record at the time. He was also part of the ninth space shuttle mission, flying aboard Columbia in 1983, operating a ham radio for the first time from orbit.
And then amateur radio's Man in Space went on the air.
This is W5LFL in Columbia. W5LFL in Columbia, orbiting the Earth at an altitude of 135 nautical miles.
Gary had later held other positions at NASA, including Director of Science. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
There's a measles outbreak emergency in New York. USA's Rick Vincent reports.
In Rockland County, New York, Executive Ed Day says despite a court restraining order, an emergency order will continue to prevent unvaccinated children from going out in public.
In short, we were ahead of the crisis, but our efforts have been hamstrung by recent court rulings.
Michigan officials now say an outbreak in Oakland County is linked to the one in New York. Ukraine has the highest number of measles in the past year. 72,000 cases compared to the 500 plus in New York.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.